Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, the one KYMN and AM 1080. Don't forget to check us out for kymnradio.net as well. You can listen back to all the great programs. And we've got a really big show for you today. I can tell you right now, we've got all kinds of cross-country conversation going on. We're going to have Liz and Evan. There's going to be interviewing the boys' cross-country captains, Johan Schrader, Nathan Amundsen, and Mitchell Swenson. And we'll be talking to the girls' cross-country team. This is going to be an amazing day for the cross-country team. We got a lot to talk about, so much to talk about. Unfortunately, your Raiders football team was defeated last night down in Rochester, and they'll try to pull it all back together and try to get going again for next week as well. Don't blame me. I just broadcast the weather. Last week, I told you we were going to have 7 days of sunshine and 80 degrees. It was going to be fantastic, and the feat of Jesse James days was going to be absolutely glorious. And then it rained all day yesterday. So I apologize. I didn't, don't shoot the messenger, as they say. A 30% chance of some showers today, mainly in the morning. Then we got some patchy fog going on. Otherwise, we're going to have cloudy skies again, a high of around 69. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 46, so it's going to cool off a little bit tonight. So grab yourself a little overcoat or a little sweater when you head down to the entertainment center to see Chad Johnson tonight, who's up there at about 8:30 tonight. It looks like for tomorrow, some patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny and a high of 69. And for tomorrow night, it looks like a low of about 47, and then it says sunshine and absolutely beautiful for Monday and a high of 73. We're under overcast skies. It's 60 in the Northfield area, and good morning. Welcome to the program. Hey, we got the cross-country team in here. Yee, Nicole Parath, the head coach, is here this morning. We got Anna Forehand and Rachel Halling. Say hello, Anna.
Hi.
She's in that microphone. She's figuring it out already. Very good. And then we got Rachel.
Hi.
Wave to the crew. Oh, that's right. They can't see. And, of course, Coach Nicole. Hi.
Hi.
How's everyone? How's everyone doing today? We were just talking before we jumped on air. It's a weekly ritual. Anna, you get to go and eat. You get to go running, and then you get to eat and feed and feast. This is a kind of a cool deal. Did you know this before you joined the cross-country team?
I don't think I knew about the Saturday practices, no.
But you are required to run. That is Rachel, that's, right?
Yes.
You got to run. So I wanted to join. I really did. But
we run Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And then one of our lovely teammates' family hosts a breakfast. And then we eat a delicious breakfast. Today we had a pool party at...
You mean a billiard? You know, cue ball, eight
there
ball?
Was a pool, there was a pool table there, but... all of us were jumping in their heated pool.
Oh, very nice. Was there a hot tub? No?
But it kind of felt like that.
Yeah,
right?
Nice.
Yeah, it definitely, it was heated. The water was really nice.
It was colder out of the water than it was in.
Nice. So that's your Saturday ritual. How far do you run? Now remember, the coach is sitting right there. Be nice.
Yeah. Today we just did, the top girls did 6 miles and then 4 miles.
Get out of here. You better have had steak and lobster. What?
And that was an easy day. So this is a little bit of a down week. We're preparing for next week as our peak training week.
Peak already?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Peak training volume, and then we'll go down from there.
Well, let's talk about that. Okay, so you've only been running for what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
It'll be the start of our fifth week next week.
So you've got how many meets left?
Oh, gosh.
A lot, right? I mean, you got five, six,
six.
So are you saying that you're doing a peak? I mean, they're not. You're not going to plateau them from here, are you?
Nope. What's that? So we'll do about 40 miles for our top ladies next week. We'll train through our home meet and have the focus be on more volume, less on intensity. And then we'll taper a little bit down for our next meet, the Mustang Invitational, which is up in the cities. We'll see a lot of new competition, a lot of really good teams there. So that'll be a down week. And then we'll go back up to 92% of our max mileage and then taper down from that for conference and sections.
So when you said it's, so you're going to the peak, so you just want them to run as long as they can?
Yeah, it'll be a just consistent week. A lot of 6, 7, 8 mile days.
A lot. You look for, well, right, so you're a senior, right, Rachel?
Yeah, I am a senior.
So you're kind of used to this punishment. I mean, in practice, you're kind of used to that.
I wouldn't call it punishment.
She signed up for it.
Yeah, yeah, you signed up for it, exactly.
Now she smiles through all of it.
So, yeah, so I mean, that's, do you look forward to these types of training weeks versus...
I actually really like long mileages, and I've learned that with actually being with Nicole. I like the long days. I don't know, there's just something about it. It's just, you kind of just go at the same pace, and you get to look at more, I guess, instead of just...
Go a little slower? Get a little scenic run in, you know, check out the scenery a little bit, see how it's going. So do you put 2 hours on it? Or do you say an hour and a half? Do you say an hour? Do you say just run until you run out?
Oh, usually I have a mileage plan for the day.
Okay.
So each day is very specific in terms of what we want to get out of it. So it's either recovery day and it's 5-6 miles easy.
Yeah.
That's in air quotes for those that can't see what I'm doing. So those are our recovery days. And then, let's say on Tuesday, we'll back it up with 5 by 1,000 meter repeats. The next day will be a recovery day, a little bit longer. So every day really has its purpose. And that's what these ladies and the whole team have bought into.
So it has nothing to do with time.
I mean, we could run on time instead of mileage. It doesn't matter how you write the plan.
Okay.
But basically, you're looking for a specific amount of training time or mileage for each of those days.
But I mean, it's like, if you say 6, all right, today we're going 6 miles.
Yeah, so that's about 48, 50 minutes.
So do you run it as fast as you can, or do you just...
No, on the long run days, we take it at the same pace we do for easy runs. So today we were exploring in the ARB, so our pace was a bit slower than normal, but that's like kind of the fun of it on long run days. You don't have to run hard. You can run easy. When you're done, you should feel like you could have gone for a lot longer.
So then what, Rachel, on other days, do you do sprints or anything like that?
We do,
intervals.
Yeah. Intervals. Fart legs. I was going to say fart legs. we do those, days too, but
yeah, so a hard day would be, like, next Tuesday will be 5 by 1,000 meter repeats at their 5K race pace.
Okay.
And so that's one that you're running until...
You're running hard.
Yeah.
You're running hard. So what's the objective? I mean, I'm not trying to be stupid, but I'm being stupid. So what is the objective of running that type of a practice?
So that kind of practice, I explain it to the ladies as in we're expanding our lung capacity.
Okay.
Mostly because I feel my lungs burning on those kind of workouts. And so if I picture that, like my lungs expanding to allow me to race faster and utilize more of my lungs during a race, that's what we're working on.
Okay.
Technically, we're increasing our VO2 max, and there's a bunch of other...
Jargon?
Yeah.
We'll go with the word jargon.
But essentially, it's...
Do you guys understand all that jargon? You figured it out now, right?
I try to teach as well, because one of my goals is that they can pick up any magazine or any training plan after they graduate and be like, oh, I know what this is. So I do try to teach. I don't know how much the little one or the younger ones.
Yeah.
By the time you're a senior, I feel like you kind of get it.
Kind of get it. So, Rachel, you're the captain. Anna, you're a captain as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're a senior. How long have you been a captain? Is this your first year?
This is my first year.
How'd you get elected?
That is a good question. Last year was my first year on the cross-country team. I'd say I have a really good, positive attitude, and I think I just kind of clicked with a lot of people. Did they
vote you on, or does she appoint you?
No, you get voted on.
Wow. Nice.
You have to write an essay.
And Anna, you're only a sophomore.
Yeah, we did write an essay.
Yeah, I've been on the team for 4 years. Last year, I was injured the whole season with a stress fracture. And I feel like the reason I got elected was because I was pretty positive and encouraging to my teammates when I couldn't race. And they also voted me, like, most inspiring runner or something like that. So I feel like my, like, team attitude probably helped more than anything to get me elected.
So you're coming off a stress fracture.
Yeah.
How's that doing this year?
Are
you feeling good?
Yeah, knock on wood, though.
Yeah, so far?
Yeah.
There it is. It's hard. It is. This is wood, by the way. This is not fake. This is not marble. This is wood. So they made that especially for you. How's your time? So last year you were injured. The year before, how were you doing the year before? And then now, how are you doing this year?
The year before, I was pretty solidly the second runner on the team. I made it to state and all conference, so I'm hoping to get back up there, but it was really hard, like, coming off of that successful year and being injured. So this year, I hope to, like, we really hope to go to state as a whole girls team. We just feel like we're really close, but we have some, like, hard competition. So I'm just hoping to get up there so I could, like, help us go to state, or even if we don't go to state, just help the team maybe win the Big Nine again.
So, Rachel, you, 2 years.
Yeah, this is my second year.
Where the heck you been?
That's a good question.
How did you get into it last year all of a sudden?
So, COVID, actually. I started running on my own because, you know, we're locked up, and I was like, well, I don't want to be stuck in the house. And so I started running on my own, which really difficult, by the way, like running on your own without a team next to you. And then
well, it's boring.
Yeah.
I get hurt running by myself because I fall asleep and smash my head.
Well, then some of my friends actually were like, hey, we're on the cross country team, would you like to join? And I was like, well, I'm already running, so why don't I just join? And both of them, or all three of them actually, are not on the team anymore.
Oh, no.
So, which is the funny part. But
as captain, you kick them off or what? Huh? I hope not.
No.
No, they moved on.
And I love the team. Like, I'm so glad I joined. I'm so glad I started running.
Nicole, we know that Janet took over the boys, right? Are you two still collaborating together, or do you pull each other apart a little bit? I know you kind of run. You are running, or you're participating. I think there's some duopoly stuff there that's going on, or whatever. But how did that transition maybe help you as a coach, or change the way maybe you teach or something? Or how did that affect you?
It's been a tremendous positive for our teams, at least in my opinion. When I started, there was maybe 10 girls on the team, started coaching, and now the girls' team is up to 41.
Wow.
So just in terms of numbers.
That's a lot of people to feed on a Saturday morning, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Were they all there?
Yes. Kudos to the parents.
Most of them.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like 90 kids all together, right?
Yeah. Wow. So to be able to give the kids the attention that they need, it was just apparent that we needed to do something different. And I just know that I connect with the ladies so much more. I can recruit ladies so much better. Like from middle school, there's a reason that a lot of the younger runners are a lot of young women coming up through the ranks. And then just to be able to provide them a lot more one-on-one attention. And so, I mean, I've seen a huge improvement just with how the ladies have come together as a team. And even at the race yesterday, I got two compliments from other people. Not on the team, we're just watching our girls perform.
Were they locals, or were they like somebody, like another coach or something?
Yeah, Northfield and then a Red Wing individual.
Yeah.
So.
So they just, if I see you guys running past me, I'd be like, okay, that was cool.
The Red Wing coach just said, oh gosh, I looked at your ladies and how they band together, and I wish we could have that someday, is what they said.
We do run in groups, like at races, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. We kind of have little clusters along.
Yeah, we have lots of big packs in races, and our team is, like, so deep, too, that it just helps a lot in races. Like, other teams are probably just scared of us, because we can all just run in a pack so well.
You're not the Raiders. You're the Intimidators. So, you got 41. Who gets to run in the meet?
Everyone.
Really?
Yep. So top seven will be varsity, and then everyone else can run JV, which is great.
So so it's JV run first, and then the varsity?
Sometimes it kind of switches.
It's not like track where there's an exact order. It's totally random. Mm-hmm. So that's what's frustrating about it. Yeah.
So you get there. Do you know when you're going to be running?
Yeah.
First, second?
Yeah.
Oh, you do know when you're... Okay. Yeah. It's not like you're sitting there warming up and all of a sudden, yeah, you'll go in about a half hour.
Yeah, it's just like meet to meet. Every meet is very different for the order. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so overall, now that you've got this different structure and you're able to split those things up, and they're talking about state and different things like that, Nicole, what's the prognosis? What's going on? How good is this team?
This team is as good as Northfield has seen in 2 decades. I mean, truly, and I think deeper than even beyond that.
Wow.
So, I would love for us to go to state, but it will take everything that the girls have to beat Farmington and Lakeville South. They're just two powerhouse teams.
Lakeville South.
They're both ranked in the top 10.
The devil.
Yeah.
I think it's ranked in the top 10, really.
So, only the top two advance out of our section. So, if we were in a less competitive section, we would absolutely go.
Yeah.
But what I tell the girls is iron sharpens iron. And so, we're good. It's a good thing that we're in a tough section because it will bring out the best in us. And I really do. I think there's a chance. So, we just have to bring it all together, keep all of our girls healthy and as happy as they are running now.
Yeah.
Did you run? When did you run? Thursday? Was it Thursday you guys ran?
Our meet was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rachel, how'd you do?
I PR'd.
Yeah.
That is personal record, yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Lifetime.
Wow.
I think so.
Lifetime,
yeah.
Huh? Nice. How about you, Anna?
I didn't do as well as I hoped, but our team for varsity, we got second place out of maybe like 13 teams, and JV got first. So it was a really good meet for the Raiders.
So 13, where were you at?
Faribault.
Oh, 13 teams showed up, huh?
Yeah, and some really
was that all conference? Was that just strictly conference, or there's a mix?
No, it was a lot of teams that are like harder than like teams that aren't in our conference. Like, what team? Stillwater was there. Yeah. They beat us. They're just so good too, but they're not in our conference or section. And there were a bunch of other like city or suburb teams.
Yeah. So you get a top seven run, right? Top seven varsity. Yeah. So you're just competing against the other seven. So if your seven come in faster than their seven, that's just the way, that's how it works, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So how do you know during the race whether, you know, like, did you guys realize you're in second place? Do you know you're in second place? Are you feeling you're in second?
It's really hard to tell because the scoring works how, like, if you finish in first place, you get 1 point and least points wins. So it's like golf. So you really have no idea. And especially, like, if you're running ahead of some of your teammates, you don't know how far back they are. And, like, looking back over your shoulder to try to find them would just waste time. So you really have no idea how your team is doing, mostly.
So you're talking, Rachel, about running in clusters, even during the races like that? Do you try to, like, you got seven people running. Do you try to stay with each other based on your speed, or?
I don't know. We have our fastest girl, Callie Graber, is quite a bit faster than the rest of us, so she can kind of go ahead.
Oh, you just
and then
go.
There is kind of like a pack. I was like supposed to try to stick with her, and I tried, but I fell off like after the first mile because the pace was like way too fast. So I need to work on my pacing. But anyway, the people like right behind me were in a good pack. Yeah, they were in a really
good
pack.
Got to get that lung capacity up a little bit, baby.
You know, yeah,
what'd you call it? The VO? Get the VO going?
Yeah.
Just got to get your max a little bit. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I think I definitely need to practice pacing more too from, I just kind of forgot how, I guess, since I didn't run last year, but.
Did you? Yeah. Well, you were with the team though last year. Didn't you travel with them?
Yeah, I just couldn't run because of my injury the whole year.
Right. Senior, you're done. Stick a fork in you. Now where are you going? where are you going from here?
Well, I have a few places that I would like to go to college. I will not be running for college.
Oh, you won't?
No.
Why not?
I'm not in varsity, and I am not the greatest runner. I love to run, but I'm not the greatest one. But, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's got to finish second. Come on. It's only fair. But are you thinking of going anywhere around here, or what are you thinking?
A lot of Wisconsin schools. I would really like to go to Madison. La Crosse. I was looking at Iowa State, where Adam's going. And I want to go for a psych degree. So
for what?
For a psych degree, psychology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I could use some free therapy. You know, maybe you could practice on me. It'll be great. It'll be fantastic. You'll be out of a job in no time because I'll drive you nuts. But you are a sophomore, so you got a couple years of high school. Are you thinking? Yeah. Are you thinking ahead that far, or are you just trying to just? Hey, I'm a sophomore.
I don't know. I don't really have a plan yet, but I think I do want to run cross country in college. I'm kind of worried about like the intensity of it and the mileage. I don't want to like get injured again, but no, I really haven't looked at college as much, but I have a long ways to go.
It's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, it's okay. I don't think I've still figured out what I'm going to do for when I grow up, so I'll be good.
One exciting thing about our ladies team is that we are so young. So in our top pack, Anna was our oldest runner as a 10th grader. We had Clara Menson, who finished 6th or 7th on our varsity team.
Mm-hmm.
and she's a junior, but we had a Micaiah who was a seventh grader, moved into our sixth spot.
She raced JV at the race we just had. She just had an amazing race. Yeah, she got second for JV overall.
So the fact that our top six, top seven are all 10th graders are under just bodes really well for the future, too.
Yeah, and then at our meet yesterday, we also didn't have one of our runners, Addison Enfield. She's this is her second year running. She's also a sophomore, and she has a slight hip injury right now. We're hoping she can come back because she was all conference for us last year, I believe, or... I think she was all conference. Right? Yeah. So she's just really strong too. So we can't wait to have her back. Cause then we never know. We might've won yesterday. It was, I don't know.
But yeah. Considering the fact that we didn't have Addison and Anna had an off day and we were still solidly second. It wasn't like we just barely above third place. It's really impressive for the varsity ladies. And then JV just cleaned house.
JV got first.
JV swept, for sure. Yeah.
Oh,
and
very
it's
nice.
Just so fun to watch these ladies believing in themselves, having so much fun. And it's just
so when's the next meet?
On Friday, home meet.
Mm-hmm. As home?
Yeah.
Up at Olaf here, or where are you running at? Or?
Nope, we run on the Bridgewater campus.
Okay.
We have a route there. Okay. One benefit of COVID is that they forced all of the schools to have a home meet. And so we had to create a course, and we've kept with it.
Oh, had you never had a course of your own?
Nope.
Or did you go out to the golf course and run? That's usually where...
They don't let us.
Nope.
Oh, they don't let you?
Nope.
Oh, I was going to say, because when I ran, it was usually a golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
usually,
where you ran.
Mm-hmm. And usually it is.
Yeah.
Nope, we have it on the school grounds. We do race at Olaf, so technically that's kind of a home meet, but it's not one that we run. So this is one that the coaches put on. And it's just a dual meet against Faribault.
Mm-hmm.
Our ladies are going to run it as a tempo and then take the last mile hard and practice a few tactics racing because, again, that's our peak week.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to be racing all out every single week. So they'll do that. And I think even with that we'll solidly win. Well, I shouldn't say anything.
Hope
but
so. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it? I'm assuming it's free to attend because, anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you just show up along the course somewhere? Or how do you? Where's the start and end line?
The start line is right by the track,
the
middle track.
So
and people could... at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. What time?
4:30.
So if you get there at 4:30, you go have a cup of coffee and then come back about 4:20 and you're fine? Or 4:50, around 4:30, 4:45?
The perks of watching a cross-country meet is that it is normally, free. Actually, I think it's always free. But there's no, place to sit. You have to, run around to watch people. So the fittest parents are the cross-country parents.
And are they cutting corners and trying to catch you at a different angle?
Yes, they definitely are.
Really?
And cool. Tell them what we know about cutting corners, ladies.
There's no cutting corners in Raider cross country. The parents can if they're watching a meet, but
no cutting corners.
For the runners.
Well, good. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, ladies. Again, our guests this morning, Anna, Rachel, and of course, Coach Nicole. We want to thank you for joining us on the program. Good luck. It sounds like a lot of optimism. Sounds like some fun. You can crack the varsity. I'm telling you, you can get there. You just keep working on it.
You
keep it on that VO max, and I think that's the key is VO max.
Yeah.
I might have to put some of that in my hair. Oh, that's VO 5. My apologies. You might not get that reference, but
actually,
it's okay. It's all good. So we want to thank you guys for joining us. Thank you so much. Good luck on Friday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll have you back in here a little bit later in the fall, and we'll get caught up again and just kind of see where we're at and seeing how far you've come along and how far you've come along and. And see if you still got hair in your head after all of that. And, it'll all be good. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. That is our cross-country team this morning. You're listening to KYMN and the Raider Wrap. We've got plenty more to come. We've got the boys' cross-country team rolling in here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to have Evan and Liz are doing a dual interview this morning. It ought to be a lot of fun. Stick around. You're listening to 95.1 The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you ready for LASIK? Well, don't worry. We've got you covered. From St. Peter to Dodge Center, Northfield to Austin, Manorville to Mankato, Waterville to Winona. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We are your Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hi, Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you a little bit about the Parade of Homes starting September 10th to October 2nd. We have three entries in the Parade of Homes this year. The first one's right here in Northfield in our Bluffview neighborhood. We are ready to build, and we have an information center that you can come and visit. And then we have our Pete's Hill Twin Home, all decked out, 3,300 square feet finished. Lastly is our Ensconced Woods neighborhood in Chaska. We'll have an information center up there as well.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Howdy, duty, good morning, tooty. Hey, what's going on? It's 28 minutes after 10. We're under cloudy skies today. Looks like we're going to have plenty of cloud and or cloudiness here throughout the rest of the day. It's going to be a little cooler than what was anticipated a week ago, but it's going to be mostly cloudy skies. A high today of only 69. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, cooling off to 46. Tomorrow, patchy fog. Maybe a little sunshine, warming back up to around 69. And then for tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 47. For Monday, looks like sunny skies, a high of 73. Monday night, mostly clear, cooling off to 47. And then for Tuesday, sunny skies and a high, again, near 79. And that's as far as I'm going to go on the forecast, because last week I was mistaken. Well, at least I was mistaken what I was reading. But we've got overcast skies, and yeah, we're at a big whopping 60 here in the Northfield area. And coming up here in just a minute, we have a duo interview going on here. There's going to be a whole bunch of people talking here in this next interview. We've got Evan Lowe, we got Liz Campbell, we've got the boys cross country captains coming on. It's all right here on Meet the Raider. Let's take it away, Liz.
Good morning. I am your host, Liz Campbell, here today with boys cross country captains Johan Schroer, Nathan Amundsen, and Mitchell Swenson. Also here today with my co-host, Evan Lowe.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you guys are having a great morning. Defeat of Jesse James Days in Northfield this weekend, so I hope you guys are having a blast. And thank you three for coming in today. How are you guys doing today?
First off, I just want to say thank you so much for having us. It's an honor. I'm having a good day so far.
Yeah, same here.
I feel good.
So you guys are all seniors this year, right? This is the first week of school. We've been through 3 days. We have one left because we're recording this on Thursday. This is going to air on Saturday. How has the first week of school been for all of you?
First week of school has been great so far. New classes, new teachers.
I personally really like my schedule. My second hour I have with Liz.
Yes!
And I sit next to her.
Yeah, and it's been really fun.
I wasn't put in the class, but it seems chill.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could learn a lot from it.
And it's only like a
about
semester.
Like, it's about like human relations or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something
human like and family that. Relationships.
How to end bad relationships and stuff.
Yes. How to end toxic friendships.
Yeah, hopefully that'll never happen though.
Very useful.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Nathan.
Yeah. So, yeah, my first week of classes has been great. I really like my schedule. New classes, new teachers. I've got first hour calc with both of these guys. That'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Mr. Stubb.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, I'm excited.
Other than classes and your guys' rigorous senior schedule, maybe a little bit of that senior slide kicking in.
But not at all.
How has the first week been being the top dogs in the high school?
Feels really good. Just like really, I feel like I've really molded into the leadership role as a senior and really showing the underclassmen the way to go.
I can feel the leadership. I mean, just us as the leaders in cross country as well as the school. We're really getting excited for the year to come.
Yeah, I know. It's cool to, you know, after looking up to, you know, seniors for 3 years, it's nice to, you know, be that senior, I guess.
So other than classes, is there anything about being a senior that you guys are really excited for this year?
Can't say I'm looking forward to the senior slide, but maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. Homecoming, senior prom.
I'm looking forward to prom.
Yeah, senior prom is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we had prom last year as juniors, but as seniors, it should be even better.
For sure. Yeah,
a lot of stuff happening senior year, so wishing you guys the best of luck on the school side of it. Mm-hmm. So outside of school and just stuff around the day, are there any other activities or sports that you guys are involved in outside of cross country?
Well, Nathan and I run track and field in the spring, and then...
Oh, yeah, Nordic Ski and National Honors Society as well.
I might join the Ultimate Frisbee Club.
Ooh, that'd
so
be fun.
That should be fun.
The Mighty Hucks?
Yep, Mighty Hook.
I've heard a lot of good things about that, so...
Mm-hmm. So, kind of going into the cross country season... What made you guys want to be captains? Because I know a lot of sports at the high school, like the coaches pick the captains, but with the cross-country team, different people can choose to run for captain. And so what made you guys run for captains? Like, what made you want to be captains?
Just looking up to the last year's, like, we had Adam, Mac, and Will. They were great leaders on the team, and I just looked up to them, and I strived to be what they were to us.
Great, Nathan. Thank you.
I agree with Nathan. The captains we've had in the past have been fantastic, and I kind of just want to continue their legacy, I guess, and the traditions and all that, and making sure, you know, the team is as good as it could be.
To add on what Johan and Nathan said, just like watching the past captains, like, in their own leadership role, it's just being the underclassman at the time, like, it was inspiring to see them in the leadership role, and, like, you just, like, wanted to at least, like, be able to live up to that kind of legacy that they did.
Yeah, for sure, Mitchell. So the captains before you guys have created an atmosphere that is a legacy. You guys have taken that role head on, and as a cross-country runner myself, you guys have done a great job. What are some of the traditions and team bondings that we do in cross-country?
Well, personally, one of my big shticks coming into this year was to make sure that our Decorah trip happened, which is a trip we do before the school year starts. It's an overnight into Decorah, Iowa. We do some hard training there, and it's a ton of team bonding as well. We got our school funding cut for that, so we had got to do a little bit of extra fundraising, but personally, I think it's totally worth it. Super fun experience to, you know, take that bus, stay in the hotel, do those hard workouts together as a team, and I think that was my big tradition that I wanted to keep.
Yeah, same here. That is always the best. And then Nike Heartland as well. That'll come out at the end of the season. We'll ride down to South Dakota and stay for the Nike Heartland race, and we'll be in a hotel that day and just have a lot of fun with the team.
To add on to that, I really enjoy the simple team bondings that we have, like, every other week or so. Just, like, going to someone's house, playing some yard games with the team. Just, like, offering time out of practice just to add more team spirit to the sport.
And personally, I think that cross country is already a sport that involves a lot of team bonding, just because you practice together and you run together so much, and you're supposed to use each other to become better, and that just creates a really close-knit team, close-knit environment. And then these team bonding is just to make it an even better team environment.
Yeah, for sure. Before we came in here today, this week is, of course, Feet of Jesse James weekend. What did we do before you guys came into the studio today?
Tried to find a buffalo.
I know.
Yeah, every year there our buffalo named Buffy gets loose on Jesse James weekend, and we go look for him on Townie Night. And
Sadly, today we did not find Buffy.
So if you guys see a buffalo roaming through downtown Northfield, ruining Jesse James,
call us.
Hit up the cross country team. But yeah, that's always a fun tradition that the senior captains always do. So thank you guys for continuing on the legacy.
Yeah. And so what have your guys' favorite traditions been over the years? Like you've mentioned Decorah, you've mentioned Heartland, anything other than that?
Personally, one of the little things, the boys teams, both varsity and JV, do a chant before each race called the Ole, where we all run out together, get in a circle and start chanting Ole to a certain beat. And it's really loud, it's super exciting, all gets us in the race mood. I don't know, it's super fun.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree more.
It's so hype.
So this marks the fourth week of the season. How have the meets gone so far for the team?
Well, we've only been on one race, the St. Olaf Invitational, and we had only our varsity race. We had 400 people competing, and we placed 28th out of around 50 teams, so that was a huge win for us. And it does show that we have a hard section this year, but it's not anything that we'll be stuck on. We'll move around it, we'll move past it, and we'll keep on improving.
Yeah, for sure. We are in AAA, which kind of makes things tough. So looking ahead towards postseason, is there any goals that you guys have for the team?
Well, last year we placed 8th, which is last in our section. But I know we were interviewed a little bit earlier in the season, and we said that we think we can make top 5. We really think that with the team that we have this year, that is an accomplishment that can totally happen.
Yeah, personally, you know, I don't like to make excuses. We are the smallest school in AAA, but we don't think that it's going to stop us. We think we have a really good team, and if people stay healthy, we stick to it, yeah, we can be a lot better than people think.
So, how are you guys working towards that goal of trying to be top 5 in your section this year? What specific things have you been doing this season versus last season that's trying to get there?
Well, the coaches have been trying out this new training plan this year, implementing more like small things that will help us in our performance, such as like shin prevention exercises and more weightlifting because we hadn't done it in like previous years. But they're focusing on like the little things and like a lot of mindset stuff, more like mental. And yeah, I mean, so far it's showing effects so far, like only one race in.
Yeah. I mean, as you said, the small things, We have never done the weight room before. We never really built shin prevention into our training plan. So it's a lot more structured this year, is what we feel. And I think those small things will, you know, they'll pile up and make us a lot better.
Leading up to this season, you guys as captains hosted captain practices. What was the attendance like, and what would a typical day of captain's practice look like?
Well, I know this year from last year, we've really seen great numbers showing up this year, more than we've ever had before, really averaging about 20 people per practice, which is incredible, because I know in the earlier years we only would be around 10 or 15. So that's amazing just to have those people there, and I know from the work that's been put in, even off of only one race, we've really shown the people who went taking off their time and putting a lot of forth and effort into these practices.
And on game days, every Friday we did a game day. I think one game day we had 50 people there, which was just incredible to see for, you know, an optional practice like that in the summer when people have other plans. They chose to come out, wake up early, and come out for our captain's practice, which was super fun to see.
Yeah, that's huge, Johan. Well, that's super nice to hear that you guys had that good of attendance. You know what they say, summer miles bring fall smiles, so hopefully that can really incorporate into the season and lead to big success becoming top 5 in sections.
We've kind of talked about the athletic side. What are some goals for you guys, for like the team, for what you want them to carry on when you guys have graduated?
I think just a lot of the traditions and the team connectiveness that we've had experienced all these past 6 years. We just really hope that it continues on. We love cross country because everybody's so connected. It's just a great team environment, and we just hope that continues on.
As someone who's been on the higher side of the varsity, I really want to see those younger guys work their ways up and really push themselves in their races and see how far that they can go.
It doesn't have to always be serious, so I want some Goofy to be left behind, you know.
I just want to piggyback off what Nathan said. We have a super core of young runners that in the future, if they keep on working, can certainly bring this program to a high level.
Certainly there would be a massive hole left behind as you guys leave this program. But before you guys leave, are there any goals that you guys have for the end of this season individually?
I want to make state again and hopefully place in the top 75 this time. Last year, placed 99th, so top 100. But I really want to see myself moving up and to hopefully be recruited for college.
Yeah, that would be crazy. How fast do you think you'd have to run to get top 75 in the state?
Well, last year I ran a 17:10, and this year I'm looking to get into the 16:40s, 16:30s. So about right there would be where I need to be.
Yeah. For sure. And doing that as the lead runner, hopefully carrying on some runners with you from our team, mm-hmm. that would be an amazing way to lead the team in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
My goal is to break 19 this year, get into those 18s. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
My goal is the same as Johan's, but I don't know. I really want to get, like, at least low 19s, you know? Like, if I don't get sub 19, like, at least low 19s, because I've always been, like, stuck in, like, the 1950 range.
I've kind of been the same speed, like, for 6 years. I kind of peaked in like, ninth grade. So we'll see if I can not do that.
Yeah, for sure, Johan. Cross country, they say, very mental sport. And it's super hard to always be in that mindset. What do you guys focus on or try to do during a race to be in that strong mental headspace?
I mean, for me, it's not just in the race, but I think beforehand, too. I know every night before a race, I lay down and I just envision the entire race because I know the courses from past years, routes that I know, just envisioning myself pushing and pushing and pushing in that race. And then I think that really solidifies my mental state for the next day. And then having that switch right before the race and really just focusing up, focusing with the team, focusing on yourself, and really just not easing in to the race, but just having that switch from unfocused to focused and being ready for what's the race to come.
I always struggled with keeping my mindset up and like telling myself that I could go farther and stuff, because I would always just like let the negative emotions get in and I'd just like stop, you know? But I feel like later last season and definitely this season, I kind of been forced to build up my like positive mindset given because I'm a captain now.
Thank you guys for that insightfulness. If you're just tuning in with us, this is KYMN Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap. We have cross-country captains Johan Schroer, Nathan Amundsen, and Mitchell Swenson.
And so kind of coming off what you guys were talking about, mentally preparing for races, this summer, at least I've tried on my little segments of Raider Wrap, I've tried to have kind of a theme of mental health in athletes. And so there's been a lot more awareness of just mental health in general, but also mental health in sports and how can it can really affect you physically in sports. What are your takes on mental health in athletes?
Cross country is definitely a sport where you can have off days and even like off months almost, where you're just not as good as you're expecting. And it can be tough sometimes, you know, to kind of keep that persistence going after those hard races that you didn't do as good as you wanted. But I guess you just got to keep with it and, you know, keep working.
It can really weigh down on you and you can just like kind of be too hard on yourself. And it can like affect your performance in your own sport. So I think it's definitely become more prominent in like the recent years and people have been more like focusing on it a lot more.
Is there anything that you guys do to de-stress or to relax before a big competition or race?
Something we've done in past years as a team, we would bring in a speaker into the wrestling room and play this like calming music and like this visualization tape. I don't really know what to call it, but our coach would just, we'd lie down on our backs, close our eyes, and then just kind of visualize the meet the next day, visualizing being calm and in the right mindset and going out hard, you know, racing smart, giving it your all. And I think that was super helpful to put yourself in the right mindset and visualize doing well in the race the next day.
Thank you for that insight. So is there anything that you would recommend or any advice that you'd give a new runner?
Consistency is key, absolutely. We are reading this one book for this year, the captains and a couple of the coaches too, and it just shows you that it really is the secret, because keep you up on those miles in the summer and in the season, it helps with injuries, it helps with your school life, it really does help. And stay strong, both mentally and physically, is really important.
I know Mitchell's touched on this earlier, but having fun with it is super important, because personally for me, if you're always super serious about it, you can find it really hard to enjoy, because I think it's a sport that you will get better if you do enjoy it more and have fun with it. And there's so many team bonding events, and as I've said this a million times, but super close-knit team.
My advice for a new runner is probably just don't be intimidated by the community, because it's one of the nicest communities out there.
And what are you guys planning on majoring in?
I am planning on majoring in industrial engineering if I go to Duluth, and then mechanical engineering technology at Michigan Tech.
I'm still pretty undecided, but I've thought about exercise science or just health science in general, but that's, I don't know, still up in the air.
It was recently that I just found like a major that I'm actually think that like I could be like good at, and like I could actually use in like in my actual life for like the job that I want to do. And it's this major called communications technology, and it's has something to do with like video making / like marketing, and yeah, I'm just into that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Mitchell, you've got quite the talent. You guys have a TikTok account, and Mitchell's the leader of that, and I see all the edits of that. You definitely are talented, so that'd be super fun to see in the future.
Thanks, Evan.
And so before we wrap it up, obviously all of us know tomorrow, Friday, we have a meet in Faribault. How are we feeling about that? Where do we think we'll be standing in the lineup of things?
Well, I know for the Faribault race this year, there's a lot of other teams coming out. We're looking at about 15 teams total, and there'll be a lot of runners that in that race, but it is pretty early on in the season, and Evan, we're going to hopefully break 18, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep. I'm going to run with Evan. We're going to try and start out fast and hold that for the rest of the race. It's a very flat course, but it might also be rainy, but we'll see. We'll give it our best shot.
I got bumped up to varsity for this race, so we'll see how that goes.
I think we'll do great tomorrow. I mean, I'm thinking like we'll probably get like top 8, maybe. I think that's a good number, or like a good estimate. Maybe even number 1.
Yeah, Johan, that'll be exciting. You running on varsity, are you a little nervous? Are you excited? How are you feeling about that?
I'm a little bit of both. As I've said, I've never been the fastest runner or anything like that, but it'll be fun to run varsity. Yeah, a couple injuries on the team bumped me up there, so we'll see how it goes. I'm a little bit nervous, but also excited.
Yeah,
you'll do great, buddy.
Yep, you'll do great. I don't know about you guys, but I've got this little feeling. It's grown bigger, but I've got a feeling it's going to be a great day to be a Raider tomorrow. So
I have that same exact feeling, Evan.
Thank you guys for coming in today. I'm wishing you guys the best of luck tomorrow. I'll be there cheering you guys on.
And racing,
yep. Thank you, KYMN fans, for tuning in today. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Evan Lowe.
And Liz Campbell.
Hosting this week's Meet the Raider on this week's Raider Wrap.
Again, you are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Tune in for more sports this week.
Thank you.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Hunting season is right around the corner. Out in the woods, you line up your scope. Wouldn't it be nice to be glasses-free? No fogging or steaming. Time for LASIK. With 25 years of experience and 25,000 procedures, we are your experienced Southern Minnesota LASIK specialists. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Michael Reinsbach.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RichieEyeClinic.com.
Hello, I'm Marty Benson with Community Resource Bank. I'm here to tell you that whether you're looking for money management tools, planning to purchase your first home, or building your savings for retirement, Community Resource Bank is the bank for you. We promise to provide personal banking that is actually personal. That's what makes us so special. So stop in, sit a while. The coffee pot is always on. Community Resource Bank with offices in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The team at Witt Brothers Auto Care would like to thank Northfield and the surrounding communities for naming them 2022's Best Auto Repair Shop. Stop down to 701 Division Street and visit the staff at Witt Brothers, nominated as the best mechanics in southern Minnesota, to make sure your vehicle is ready for all of your summer travel plans. Visit Witt Brothers in downtown Northfield to make sure you get the best service for all of your automotive, maintenance, and repair needs. The voters have spoken, and when you need the best of the best, Witt Brothers is here for you.
Every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. For shuttle services, events, or any of your transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. A development that's been very popular with people from Rice County is Pete's Hill. Located in Elko, the development has extra-large single-family lots and twin home lots available. It's located on the highest point in Scott County. Barrier-free twin homes have 30-foot deep garages and over 3,300 square feet available. Come visit us during the Parade of Homes.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1, the 1 and AM 1080. KYMN. It's about 7 minutes or so in front of 11 o'clock. We have overcast skies, and we're going to kind of continue throughout the rest of today. A high today of only about 69. Tonight looks like partly cloudy, and it's going to cool off. 46 for the overnight. Then tomorrow, patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly sunny as that burns off later in the day, and a high near 69. It'll be an awesome day for a great parade now, won't it? It'll be beautiful, and currently under cloudy skies, we're at 62, so it's going to be another overcast sky today, but it's going to be kind of pleasant, so it won't be too hot to trot, you know, a lot of things going on. Coming up this evening, there's No Time for Fame. That starts at 6:30 over in the entertainment tent over there, and then at 8:30 tonight, Chad Johnson and the Minnesota Transplants take center stage over at the entertainment center this evening as well. So lots of stuff going on. We've got the reenactments going on throughout the rest of the day. There's a beanbag cornhole, if you will, tournament going on over in the entertainment center this morning. Last I heard, there was a couple of spots open to participate in that. It's always a lot of fun. A lot of different things. Crafts and fairs and jewelry and artist fair and everything along the riverside, up in the park. A lot of things going on for the Defeat of Jesse James days. So there's a lot of activities going on, a lot of visitors in town, and we welcome you to our lovely community, if you will. So much to do today. Just a ton of stuff to do. And without further ado, I'm going to turn it back over. I think the Evan is going to get us up to date on the Raiders scoreboard and see what's going on in this week's segment of The Lowdown.
Hi, my name is Evan Lowe, and this is this week's Raider Sports Lowdown. Let's start it off with Northfield Boys Soccer, where they won 5-1 over Red Wing. Leading the way with 3 goals is senior captain Leo Runstad. Malcolm Poole and Manny Ramirez also both chipped in the point. Northfield Girls Soccer fell 1 goal short on a hard-fought game against Red Wing on Memorial Field. The final score was 0-1 in Red Wing's favor. Gator Raider Girls Swim and Dive traveled to Albert Lea and continued their winning streak with the current standing of 2-0. Raider football started the season off hot with a win over Austin on Memorial Field. However, this week when they traveled down to Mighty Mayo, they lost 6-36. Cam Kaiser scored a touchdown for the Raiders. This week, the Northfield cross country teams competed at the Faribault Invitational. The girls continued to succeed with a second-place finish, while the boys went on to finish 11th. Raider Girls Volleyball continues to stay undefeated with high hopes for the end of the season. Their win over Mankato West is their fourth of the season. Thanks for listening and tune in next week for another Raider update.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hi. I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good morning, ladies and germs. How's everyone today? I hope you're doing fantango. That's a whole bunch of new words going on out there. Welcome back to the Raider Wrap. That is a wrap. Jimmy LaRue bidding you a fair and fond well adieu for this week anyhow. Hey, if you're going to be out and about throughout the day today, hey, if you're going to drink, don't drive. Okay, so then we get the Joyride is back again for a free ride on Saturday night. So it starts at 10 o'clock tonight all the way through 2 o'clock in the morning. It's free. It's a big sign that says Joyride. You can't miss it. And that's going to be available over by the Entertainment Center throughout the day. There's also going to be First Choice Shuttle and along with City Gal Transportation. They're kind of a paid facility there, you know, they'll take you around downtown. And of course, if you want to go out of town, they'll be able to do that. The Joyride is strictly in town. So if you're living here in the city of Northfield, you can get that free Joyride. But if you wanted to, if you have to go, you know, maybe outside of town, if you're heading to Faribault or you're heading to Elko or something like that, and you need a ride, check out First Choice Shuttle or the City Gal Transportation. You can Google them online and you can be able to define their numbers and different things like that readily available to you. We're going to go to 69 degrees today. That's about it. Cloudy skies, overcast throughout the remainder of today, and a high of 69. And then tomorrow, another, maybe a little bit of sunshine and 69 tomorrow as well. So it's going to be a beautiful day for the parade tomorrow. Today, again, like I said, 69 is a high. We're at about 62 with overcast skies. Today is Saturday, September 10th, the 253rd day of 2022. Thank you so much to all of our guests, and thank you to Evan.
Has reached the maximum length.
Along
to
with
your message, press 1 to delete and
Well, that was interesting. But in order for us to bring you the Raider Wrap, Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell, of course, the new, if you will, the co-host of the program, and they were interviewing boys cross country captains this morning, Johan Schroyer, Nathan Amundsen, and Mitchell Sorensen. And of course, I had the pleasure of having Nicole Porath in the studio along with Captain Zanna Forbad and Rachel Helling. And I thought it was kind of a fun interview. They're very excited and very pumped up for this year's state already. They're already talking that they're hoping that maybe they can qualify this year. So they've got a really great program going on this year, and it bodes to be successful. So check it out. If you missed any of the interview and you want to catch up on what they said this morning and where they're going, you can, of course, check back on kymnradio.net, click on programs, go to the Raider app, and click on today's date, and you'll be able to hear all the fun and excitement from the this morning's conversation. So we want to thank you again for joining us this morning. Catch us next week at 10 a.m. That's all going on right here on 95.1, The One, KYMN.
The Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club is the premier shooting sports venue in Minnesota.